the change that is in Congressman Ross's bill and the change that's been batted around the most in the federal community seems to me, at least, to be the high three to high five conversion. Is that really the boogeyman that people are making it out to be? Would that be so horrible?
Well, I guess it depends on if somebody has had a big pay increase over the last 5 years, because a lot of times you'll meet an employee who just got promoted maybe 2 years ago, and even though they might be ready to retire, they can afford to retire, they may work another year just to get that high three at the new grade level. So now you're going to go back 5 years, and I think some people will feel like they're kind of forced to work another, you know, couple of years just to get that whole high five at their current salary. So I think a lot of it might just be the perception of it, and some of it's reality, because depending on how big of a pay increase you've had, it could be a difference. Because I did a couple of examples where someone didn't get a pay increase, they just got, you know, their 5 years of the same step level, and their difference in their annuity, if it was civil service, was around $80 a month. If it was FERS, it was like $40 a month. But I did a second example where somebody actually got a promotion to another grade level, and that happened, you know, 3 years back into the calculation. Then we go to a high five. Now we're looking at double that difference, like $100 a month for a FERS and almost $200 a month for the CSRS employee.
Mm-hmm.
So depending on what kind of pay changes you've had over the last 5 years could be a bigger difference to you.
When you think about those numbers, though, Tammy, and it's easy for me to say, I guess, because I'm sitting here and I'm not a federal employee and I'm not contemplating retirement and I'm not doing some of these other things that folks are doing that are in that situation.
Right.
But if my life is going to be dramatically changed in retirement by $100 to $150 a month, then maybe I shouldn't be retiring anyway, and maybe the reason I shouldn't be retiring has nothing to do with the high three to high five change or whatever.
Well, that's why I'm saying it's more perception, because like you said, that's not going to mean make it or break it. And like you said, if it does mean make it or break it, don't retire. But I think just the fact is that, you know, if that means I'm going to have a difference in my retirement of $100 a month even, I think someone's a little bit worried about that, a little bit concerned about it. So I think if that change were to take place and Congress sets a date that it's going to be anybody who retires after, let's say, 2013, to me that would cause a mass exodus of people who were on the edge of retiring anyway, who might just say, oh, I'll just push my retirement up before they start that change.
Well, I wonder if that might not be some of the reason that this is a change that members want to make, is to take an opportunity to maybe to push some people that they thought were on the edge of going anyway.
Yeah, and I guess that's the question. Do they really want to do that, or is it more likely that if they do that, it will cause the mass exodus, which means maybe Congress won't do it? And I get confused because, you know, on one end we're trying to downsize the government, offer buyouts, but then on the other end we have experienced people that we don't want to lose because we can't replace them and rehire. So it'll be interesting year to see what actually does happen.
Well, on all accounts that I hear out of the agencies is that the agencies in a time of tight budgets don't have a lot of money to spend on knowledge management and being able to capture that information that these people have before they walk out the door.
Or even to provide training for the newer hires. So it'll just be interesting. My gut feeling is I don't think this is going to happen, but anything can happen. It's one of those years.
Well, of the things that are floating around out there, the potential changes, which are the ones that are the most potentially, I don't want to use the word damaging because it's not like somebody's going to die or something, but which are the ones that could make the most difference to the bottom line for the average federal employee?
Well, I think for the FERS employees, the people under the newer retirement system, I think their biggest fear is losing the supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And that seems to have been talked about a lot last year and continues in the discussions this year. So I think if that FERS supplement, which is the bridge payment from when someone retires at the normal retirement age until they qualify for Social Security, for some people, that could be $1,000 a month. Now we're talking, you know, significant money that you'd be losing.
Yeah, that's a life changer. I think, though, if you step back and try to look at it objectively and look at what some members of Congress have to go to their districts and explain to people that federal employees are getting, I think that's a pretty easy one to at least understand why it's on the list. Maybe not agree with it being taken off the list, but you and I have talked before about the small amount of people in the private sector that still have any pension at all, and or still receive any payments at all, fixed payments from their employers, regardless of the relationship to Social Security. That's really a nice Benny that just about nobody gets.
These days you're right. I think only about 15% of people in private industry still have a defined benefit, as we're familiar with in the government, with both civil service as well as FERS. So I think in the future we will see, I think, eventually no pension for federal employees, but I think it's going to be only for the new hires. But that's down the road. That's been talked about in Congress, but it's not imminent.
Well, and that's one of those that's been talked about for long enough that it makes you think if it hasn't happened by now, maybe it never will.
That's true, but like I was telling Mike Causey the other day, I read a memo to my class on occasion whenever they get concerned about all these changes, and I tell them that, you know, the agency that I was reading the memo from was alerting all of their employees about these possible changes, and they were the high three to the high five, the change to a voucher system for health insurance. I went on and on the list, and I ended up saying the date on this memo is 1985. So they have been talking about these changes for well over 25 years, and it's almost like the boy who cried wolf.
Yeah.
Going to be the year that the wolf actually comes.
I guess the difference is that the budget wolf is already here and is starting to chew into the budgets. And do you think we might get a sense of what this could potentially look like when we get a budget request from the president? Because, I mean, that's certainly not the definitive document, but it is a marker on at least one side of this issue that we might have a sense, you know, you look at one extreme and you look at the other extreme, and the compromise is usually somewhere in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm sure that's going to tell us a little bit more of the story, but I think this is going to be an evolving story throughout the summer until the elections are over. And probably after that, it'll come up and renew itself again the following year. So I think we're not finished with this by a long shot.
The beauty or the curse of working through these things is that we have an election every 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Given where we are budget-wise, do you think that these issues might be debated, talked about, discussed, compromised differently in this election year than they have been in other election years?
I think it's an election year just like any other election year, and I think Congress is afraid of not getting reelected, same with the president. So I think we're going to be very cautious about upsetting 2.5 million federal employees, at least in my opinion. So I think we're still going to see little change this year, but they may sneak a few of these through. So, you know, this high three to high five could happen, or maybe a change in the COLA could happen, or elimination of the supplement. But I don't think you're going to see an across-the-board changing drastically of all the retirement benefits.